Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm KYW's Dave Uram with the Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. After the Eagles hold off, keyword, hold off, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 31-25 at Raymond James Stadium, here with the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles to break it down. Merrill, simply put, how do you feel about this one after it's over?
Well, as I said on the air, you win or you lose. And what they did was win, but more accurately, they escaped. I mean, the Eagles built a big lead of 24-3 and then later had a 31-13 lead, but Tampa Bay wouldn't quit. They kept coming back, and Baker Mayfield was absolutely brilliant in driving that team. Also, there were a lot of penalties against the Eagles in this game, some highly questionable, but the important thing is they won again, and they're 4-0, and they've now won 20 of their last 21.
Why do you think it was a tale of two halves?
There are a lot of theories that you can really put forward. I think they were worn out. They talk about the weather for both teams, but for some other reason, they just seemed listless in the second half. They looked like they were running on empty, and the Bucs had their way, totally had their way. And plus, Baker Mayfield is one of the great come-from-behind quarterbacks in the National Football League, and he found his magic. And the Eagles were having a lot of trouble at the line of scrimmage. Now, once again, late in the game, they lost Lane Johnson. And, you know, the record is unbelievable when they do not have Lane Johnson. And when you lose a player of that ilk, that's a big thing. And then also, late in the game, they lost Jalen Carter. But he gutsed it out and was able to come back and finish and make a big play. So a lot of reasons, but also I'm sure what Nick Sirianni will say is we've got to play better. Because in the first half, the offense was almost magical. They did wonderful things, creative things. A couple of little passes to Dallas Goedert down near the end zone, which he took in. And Jalen Hurts running the ball and throwing some really good balls. But the Bucs really played great defense in the second half, and the Eagles could do very, very little.
Well, to follow up on what you were talking about with the offense, you know the stat's going to be talked about a lot, and it's not all his fault, but Jalen Hurts was 15 of 16 in the first half.
Right.
And 0 for 8 in the second half. What do you make of that?
I think more than anything else, it was the rush of the Tampa Bay Bucs and the way they were kneeling, the way they were able to get behind the receivers and not let them get away. None of the Eagles were running free. It was more that the Bucs were playing great defense and the Eagles just were unable to move the ball and they didn't have the running game to work with. I mean, on a couple of occasions, it was a 6 or 7 yard run, but it seemed like most of the runs were for a yard or two or even negative yardage.
So I will close with this then, because even though the Buccaneers really put on a good comeback in the second half that fell short, the Eagles did win. In the end, Merrill, why do you think the Eagles were able to win and improve to 4-0?
I just think the defense took matters into their own hands, and on a very important third down, they sacked Baker Mayfield, and from there on in, the Eagles were able to shut them down. I thought that a lot of defensive players played great games. I think Quinyon Mitchell came up big so many times in this game. And I also thought that Cooper DeJean played a tremendous game. And also there was a fumble recovery by Kelee Ringo, and there was an interception. Two Tampa Bay turnovers in that second half, the interception by Jahad Campbell. So a combination of turnovers and big plays when they absolutely positively needed them.
Well, great call by you and Mike Quick in the booth. Merrill, always appreciate the time. That is the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.